Good morning, Knicks fans.
What's up,
everybody?
I'm Danny B.
It's the morning drive.
We're talking Knicks.
What's up, Knicks Nation? Welcome to the final morning drive of the 22 season. I can't believe it's the last morning drive. It's crazy. It's bittersweet. It just flew. This season, to me, just flew by. I don't know if it was because, we were just trying to get to the next game and, you know, trying to get back in it, and the season just flew by. You know, it definitely didn't pan out the way anybody expected, that's for sure. And so we played the Raptors yesterday. That was the last game for us. It was a 7 o'clock game, fan appreciation night at the Garden. They had a whole bunch of Knicks alumni just hanging out, signing autographs, taking pictures. I had the pleasure of not only bringing my wife and my baby in tow. It was awesome getting to a Knicks game before my baby's even born. That was special for me, you know what I mean? And to be able to bring my wife, that was cool. And then on top of it, to meet these legends with my wife and my baby to be, it blew my mind. It really did, you know what I mean? Legends like Dick Barnett, fullback baby, you know, Bernard King, legend. Walt Clyde Frazier, legend. We saw John Starks, Allen Houston, Rod Strickland, Sprewell. It was just crazy, man. Shout out Ron Baker. Ron Baker was in the building. Raymond Felton. You know, it was pretty cool the way that they had it all set up. You could get autographs signed. You could take pictures with everybody. They had some vendors giving out free food. And so I definitely took advantage of that. And then they also had access to the pregame shoot around. And I unfortunately wasn't able to make it because I was just caught up on so many lines. How could I pass up the opportunity to meet these guys, man? These are people I watched growing up and got me into the Knicks. These are legends in my eyes. So what an experience, you know, it was just incredible. And then game time started, you know, so I get up in my seats and, you know, I see the Raptors come out, they're warming up. And then the team comes out and RJ actually said a little something. He got up on the mic and thanked all of the fans for not only sticking with them, you know, and the team throughout the whole season, but just letting them know that they're going to get back in the lab and they'll be back next season working at it. And the usual that you would expect, but it definitely was cool to see RJ being that guy that delivered it, you know. So shout out to him. And then the game got underway, and we got out to a hot start. You know, we jumped out with the lead early. We were hitting our shots. Obi getting out in transition, getting buckets. It was just great, man. It definitely was good to see. Obi had like 12 points in the first quarter alone. And, you know, we came out early. Second quarter, same thing. We kept going in. You know, Raptors were coming back a little bit more so on us. And we ended the half up 3, 51-48. A lot of Raptors fans in the building. You know, I know it's the last few games and people were just buying tickets just so that way they could attend the games. But not only were there Raptors fans in the building, but on the way out, I bumped into a ton of Canadians that were just there to support RJ Barrett. So the fact that he couldn't play in that last game was definitely disappointing. I would have loved to see him out there, but it is what it is. To me, you play the young kids, you know what I mean, regardless. And I hate saying young kids. You play the younger guys that deserve the shine and deserve to be out there. Like, he's still working on being that guy while he's out there, you know what I'm saying? And the leadership that you've seen him develop over the last however many games, like, that's why it's important for him to be out there. Listen, when he got hurt, you know, you're talking about 20 minutes into a game. It wasn't, you're not talking freaking, you know, end of the game, fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, we're down 20. It's different story, you know. You play the kid. That's what he's here for. He's young. That's what you do, you know. And it's unfortunate that he sprained his knee, but thankfully it's not too serious. He'll be back out there in a couple weeks, and he'll be getting right back to it. So it is what it is. Like I said, we were up 3 at halftime. We didn't have a great third quarter. It was back and forth. You know, actually, they outscored us, and they brought it to within 1. We ended the third quarter up 1. And we go into the fourth quarter, and Obi and Quick just took over. This is where they brought that energy, and they just ended the game. It's like they kind of said to each other, listen, this is our show right now. You know, do you want to turn this over and win this game or what? Like, let's go. And that's what they did. They came out in the fourth, and they just killed it. They brought the energy. They brought the pace. They moved the ball. It was just great to see. Just great to see. It really was. And that's what it was. You know, we ended up holding on. And slowly pulling some separation away. And by the end of the fourth, that was it. And just killed it. So 105-94 was the final score. We won our final game of the season. Obi Toppin, what a freaking night. 42 points, 10 bounds to go along with it for the double-double. Another season high for him. He had 6 threes last night. Every time the guy was shooting a three, it was like, really? Really? And they were going in. He's killing it. He had 6 threes last night, 6 threes the night before. Emmanuel Quickly with another masterclass, triple-double last night. He had 34, 12, and 10. Just, again, he had the opportunity to start the game now with RJ being out and took full advantage. That is what you do when you get a spot like that. And listen, I know there's a lot of guys that all season long, they wanted IQ to start. Another fashion of people that are saying, you know, IQ, it's not that he needs to start. He could come off the bench. It's not a problem. And listen, I understand it all. But in my eyes, this end of the season was you play IQ. You start him in the PG position so that way you see what you got from him next season. That's all I wanted. What does it matter? You know, what do we, you know, what? There's no right or wrong rhyme or reason to play or not play, start or not start certain guys at this point in the season. So in my eyes, it could go both ways. It is what it is. Obviously, he stuck with Burks because that's how he felt. He was more comfortable running that lineup. So whatever, it is what it is. I hope next season that we see some more of the younger guys. I want to see Obi get more than 12 minutes a game. I want to see IQ getting more than just 20 minutes a game. I want to see him getting more like 25, 28 points a minutes a game. You know, I got to see these usages go up. Quentin Grimes definitely deserves more minutes. So I feel like this team, this organization, they got to really pick a direction. We got to really figure out who's here to stay, who's here for the long term, who are we building around. These are the things the front office has to figure out in this offseason. So that's where we're at. Let me just touch real quick on Sims, because Sims was a beast. He had 14 boards last night, 6 points. He's definitely shown a lot of growth in the time that he's gotten. The last third of the season, the last quarter of the season, he's gotten a lot more time and shown that he's really grown. He's shown a lot more discipline in his game. You know, when he's in that paint and we're on offense, he's giving space to the guy running the lane. He's putting himself in a position to grab the bound and still find an out. He's looking for an out before he's going right back up with the ball. So a lot of little things I like seeing from him. Definitely was awesome to see. IQ showed it all season that he's got what it takes to be a catalyst in every single game. Obi brings the energy. We know it. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that I was looking for, and we saw them. So we got it. I'm at 7.5 minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to say thank you to every single person that's been rocking with me all season long. Every single one of you guys sharing, retweeting, support, I appreciate it so much, man. I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't there. You know, that's a fact. So thank you again. I appreciate everybody, man. I really can't say it enough. It was awesome to see everybody at Blarney's last night. Too many names to throw out there, but I love doing that. I'm going to miss that for sure. But we'll all have to get together in the offseason. So we'll talk soon. I'm sure I'll talk to you all throughout the offseason. I'll be posting for sure, and we'll do something soon. Hopefully we get the Knick fans together again. All right, enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the Monday, the offseason. I'm out. Peace.